Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we have the pleasure of having Dwayne Kindleberger with Designer Bodies World Class Gym. He is the owner, along with his wife, Doris. You've heard some of their commercials on KMKT and this program. Dwayne, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
I'm going to get you up there a little closer to that microphone or pull it out to you. And we're also joined by Daniel Villalba. And Daniel is a guy that's been training over at Designer Bodies. You guys just showed me this crazy picture of Daniel at 330 pounds. Daniel, what do you weigh now?
215.
Hey, that Designer Bodies World Class Gym has had a great effect.
Tremendous.
Hey, and I'm excited to talk to you guys because, first of all, I have to say to Dwayne, we really appreciate you supporting this ministry. And I know you listen to the station and a lot of people are encouraged. But the things we do, you know, the airtime and all the people that work here, we really appreciate what you do for us. And thank you very much.
Likewise.
And we're hoping our listeners are going to get excited about coming out, to your gym. So, you know, you've given me a lot of information. Designer Bodies World Class Gym is located at Coors and Alameda, mm-hmm. Right to the entrance to Corrales.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful shopping center, world-class equipment, world-class atmosphere, world-class establishment. And I'm just going to say that you also encourage people strongly spiritually.
Yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about Designer Bodies and what's the history and how you got to be in Albuquerque.
So originally, I'm from Western Pennsylvania, and my fitness journey started at age 10. I used to race motocross.
Yeah.
My mom was into fitness, and my uncle was big into powerlifting, and so between them, they got me training and eating right in an effort to excel in motocross racing.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm just going to guess. I'm a lot older than you, but I'm going to guess about the time you started motocross racing was about the time Honda came out with the first two strokes they used to sell, the Honda Elsinore.
Yeah.
And Suzuki was big time with Roger DeCosta and Joel Robert, and those were the guys you were watching.
My heroes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm a dirt bike fan myself. Never really raced. I'm 6'7", have never fit too well on a bike, but I also have been gifted with spaz.
Yeah.
So crashes are ugly, man. When I crash, it is ugly. But I have enjoyed off-road riding for many, many years. Haven't actually been able to do it for a little while, but I'm planning on getting back on the trail one of these days.
Nice.
So you raced a little motocross in Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Western Pennsylvania, District 5 AMA. I was actually sponsored by Suzuki.
Mm.
You know, that was my dream to turn pro at age 16,
mm-hmm.
and do the circuits. But it seemed like God had another plan for me. And by the time I was 13, I'd been training and everybody, you know, a lot of people were asking me, "Hey, are you a bodybuilder?" I'm like, "Well, I'm only 13. They're like, "I don't care how old you are. You look like a bodybuilder."
Yeah.
And with some family, you know, family issues and lack of support, you know, my parents got divorced. Mm-hmm. And so I just gravitated towards the gym. And by the time I was 16, I entered my first bodybuilding show. And by the time I was 21, I had won pretty much everything that I was going to win on the East Coast. So I moved out to Venice, California. Spent a total of almost 7 years out there training at the Gold's Gym in Venice.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a nice journey. I'm actually one of the original personal trainers to come out of Gold's Gym in Venice, California during what's considered the golden age of fitness.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I moved to here. My wife, who I met in Southern California, his family was all from Northern New Mexico. And they said, "Hey, there's nobody doing what you're doing here at that level." And, so we moved here and threw our hat in the ring, and people said, "Oh, nobody's gonna hire a personal trainer here. That's an LA thing or a New York City thing." So, we've been blessed to the point where we've pretty much grown every year, you know, with the personal training and nutrition management, and we were actually personal training and nutrition management for years. And then through a prophetic word, we opened to the public.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody, you know, come to me. Well, actually, it was Daniel and I were talking, and I'd been praying because I saw changes in the industry. And I asked him, hey, man, why isn't God answering my prayers? And he said, when's the last time you fasted?
Mm.
And I said, well, about a year ago. He said, what's the longest you ever fasted? I said, oh, I don't know, 36 hours. And he said, you need to fast for 3 days.
Wow.
And he said, what are we going to fast about? And so he joined in with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was interesting how God started answering my prayers. And what I was getting back was community, that I needed to open up to the community. And so that's what I did. That was in 2012. And that 3 day fast led to, you know, about 70 plus days of fasting that year.
Yeah.
I really dug in and leaned into the Lord. And
we are visiting this afternoon with Duane Kindleberger and one of his clients and partners, Daniel Villalva. And
sure.
I'm getting better at that name, Daniel. I'm working on it. Duane and Doris own Designer Bodies World Class Gym. It is located at the intersection of Alameda and Coors Road. And the address is 10701 Coors Boulevard Northwest, number 19B. It's in the Corrales Shopping Center, kind of over in the corner. A lot of people might know Sprouts in that area. A lot of people going grocery shopping. One of my favorite coffee shops, Whispering Bean, right next door, to get a little fill up there once in a while. It's a really nice, beautiful area, and Designer Bodies World Class Gym and Duane Kindleberger. You've had that since 2012? Is that?
We've actually been in that shopping center since 2006, January 1st of 2006.
You've been there a long time. So
yeah,
I got to say, there's got to be some culture shock going from Western Pennsylvania to Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't, people that haven't been to Venice Beach, that is everything that the storybooks say it is. You can go out there and watch these guys lifting weights.
Yeah.
These really huge guys, and all the weights are all almost corroded and rusted because of all the salt coming off the ocean. These guys are throwing up lead. Yeah. I've been there and enjoyed that. In fact, one day I was watching, we were on the sidewalk watching some guys lift.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I see this entourage of 150 people coming down the path. And earlier that morning, a friend and I had been at Los Angeles Lakers practice.
Okay.
One of my former New Mexico Lobo teammates, Michael Cooper, had made arrangements for us to go watch the Lakers practice. And after that practice, we went down to Venice Beach doing all the tourist things. So we look up, and Magic Johnson is coming down the pathway with literally 150 people following him. He walks right up to us because he had seen us at practice, you know, and said hello. And, hey, I saw you guys at practice. And it was just a fun time. But to live in that environment, Duane, I think it'd be tough to be a believer and to be exposed to all of the things going on there, because there's a lot of distractions to a spiritual life, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of distractions. But I wasn't really, my walk wasn't as strong at that point,
mm-hmm.
you know, and.
Well, then you got to Albuquerque.
Got to Albuquerque, and everybody, it almost seemed like everybody I ran into was inviting me to Calvary Chapel.
Yeah.
And so I ended up here and rededicated my life to the Lord and my wife as well, and raised our kids here.
Well, and I don't know if you've ever met Pastor Skip. Pretty big church.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. When he hears people say what you just said, that they came and went to a Bible study and were encouraged spiritually, I got to tell you, that lifts up the pastors at the church. A lot of people don't realize, if you attend any church, make sure you go to the leadership of that church and thank them for what they do, because God is working through them and God is doing some great things. So we're going to be back after these messages. We're going to say thank you to some sponsors. We'll be back to talk about Designer Bodies World Class Gym. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. We are with the owner of Designer Bodies World Class Gym, Dwayne Kindleberger. One of his partners, one of his clients, Daniel Villalva, in studio with us as well. And I'm going to go right to Dwayne. Share with us a success story of someone that you've worked with and has had a lot of success. You've brought him with you.
Yeah. Well, this is Daniel Villalva. He came to us back in,
When it comes to working out, 10 years only seems like 20.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
His success started that first year. That was a journey. And I'll let Daniel share.
So, Daniel, you guys just showed me, before we went on air, you just showed me a picture of you weighing 330 pounds, and now you're about 215.
Yes.
I would say you're a little healthier now.
Much healthier.
And got a great smile. Tell us how you accomplished that.
Well, back in 2012, let me just say that there's a plethora of gyms throughout the Albuquerque area. Mm-hmm. I was at a point in my life, like many people, when choosing a gym, one that suits their needs. And it goes beyond just working out. You can get a workout at home. At a home gym, I was at a point where I was broken in spirit. I had come to a point of helplessness and hopelessness. And I was, at that time, exploring, evaluating, and I happened to do some shopping that morning at the Sprouts. Mm-hmm. And I see this place called Designer Bodies, and I was intrigued, fascinated with the title. And I go in, and the very first person whom I meet is Dwayne. He welcomes me in, smiled. He gave me a cordial welcome and invitation into his office. We spoke, and let me say the one thing that stood out more than anything else is that he made it very clear to me that the purpose of Designer Bodies exceeded just having a workout. Dwayne presented to me that the purpose of that gym was more of a ministry to cater to the needs that make man complete, the mental, the emotional, the physical, above all, the spiritual. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't know really who I was, but when he spoke of the spiritual, he made it very clear that this was a ministry that wanted to heal the brokenness in people's lives that exceeded just the physical boundaries. And I was impressed with that. I've grown up in a Christian home. I possess the Christian values. I am a Christian. And as he spoke to me, it reached and spoke to my heart. And from that moment, I will say, the forever transformation and change happened. It was never a focus on some physical sculpture or getting to some physical peak that somehow was going to change my life. And even though that did occur, that wasn't the objective. The objective was to be whole, spiritually, mentally, physically. The physical came and evolved in time, mm-hmm. but the transformation that occurred to facilitate that happened every time that I showed up at that place. There were times where Dwayne will pull me aside and say, you know what? Why don't we go in the office and have a word of prayer before we begin our workout? And let me tell you that he mentored me. Mm-hmm. For that whole period of time that I was there, he mentored me. Mm-hmm. It was more than just a workout. The workouts became enriching as the spiritual emphasis took its place. And in every workout, we would converse and we would share. And he was encouraging. And there were times when I was discouraged. And there were times where I didn't feel like working out. And he would encourage me and calm me. And that's the one thing that distinguishes Designer Bodies more than any other gym, is that you're mentored, you're encouraged. It goes beyond just a mere physical workout. It is the atmosphere that is provided there that lifts the spirit, encourages you, motivates you, inspires you. And that is all part of the transformation process.
Yeah.
And so this is the reason why after I left Designer Bodies that first time, I was convinced, I was persuaded, this is a place where I believe God wants me to be.
Yeah.
The atmosphere that's created there by a man who loves the Lord, serves the Lord, and encourages others. And I don't want people listening thinking that, oh, you know what, somehow this is going to be shoved at me or it's going to be forced on me. No. No, the atmosphere itself speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And that is one of the most impactful things that I experienced there and why I continue to go there and why the evolution in process of this over the years, I've kept the weight off.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've made it a lifestyle. And
that's exactly what it is. It's a lifestyle transformation.
Spiritually, you're training. Obviously, you know a lot about the word. Physically, you're training. That's what it's always confusing to me why people can understand what you have to do as an athlete to get in shape. But for some reason, when you start talking about learning the word and being stronger as a believer, somehow there's a disconnect. But that's one of the things I've appreciated about Skip Heitzig and other pastors around Albuquerque is that they get us focused on, you know, what's going on in the word. We are talking to Dwayne Kindleberger and Daniel Villalva. They are both part of a Designer Bodies World Class Gym. Dwayne, you are a personal trainer, nutritionist, a wellness coach. Daniel here has already testified about a little bit about the atmosphere, but tell us a little bit about the atmosphere there that's intentional and how you've designed it.
We've created an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. Mm. You know, we make sure we know everybody's name. They're not just a gym member. They're not just a number as a member. We know them by name. Mm-hmm. And, we offer prayer when we see somebody maybe struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell, you know, the Holy Spirit gives us discernment, when we see people and, you know, when you walk in, we play Christian music. Mm-hmm. You know, we play some 80s hair band Christian music and White Cross. And
oh, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. My wife, she insists, and our younger employees they'll play some Christian rap. And,
yeah.
And even we even go through times of the day where we'll put Christian contemporary, you know, some praise and worship music on. And it's funny because people come in and we know they're not believers. A lot of our members are not believers and they come in because we truly do have world class gym equipment. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've combined, some of the old school favorites and with cutting edge equipment. We have two full lines of the Hoist articulating range of motion machines. These machines are designed to take stress off of the joints while more efficiently isolating the muscles.
Dwayne, I need one of those machines where I can like lay down, drink coffee. You hook up electrodes to me and I get in shape while I'm sitting there drinking coffee. Is that possible?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, we are talking about Designer Bodies Gym. A lot of our listeners have heard you advertising here on KNKT. Yeah. Again, thanks for that. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about the actual services, how our listeners can get involved with training at the gym. And we're going to be right back, so stay with us on ABQ Connect.
KNKT is locally broadcast from our tower site west of Albuquerque. In 2020, we will be working with a local cell phone company to upgrade our facilities. This will require KNKT being off the air overnights for a number of days while the work progresses. We will be announcing the times and dates, but if you cannot find KNKT overnights, be sure we'll be back on the air bright and early the next morning with more excellent Bible teaching.
Hi, this is Lisa, the owner of Betty's Bath and Day Spa at 12th and Candelaria in Albuquerque. I highly recommend Advanced On-Site Protection Security. We're part of their Security On Demand program. They respond quickly when we need them with professionally trained security officers. And the great thing is we only pay for security when we need it.
Call Advanced On-Site Protection Security for security on demand. 505-897-1307. That's 505-897-1307.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
What's more comforting on a cold winter morning than hot, fluffy pancakes drizzled with syrup, crisp bacon, juice, and a hot cup of coffee? It could be the comfort that you'll provide for the children of Albuquerque Christian Children's Home when you attend our annual pancake breakfast, Saturday morning, February 22nd from 8 to 11. Enjoy a great breakfast sponsored by Whataburger and Albertsons Market. Support the children of ACCH. Call 898-5520 for more information or directions, or visit acchkids.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm here this afternoon with Dwayne Kindleberger. He is the owner and personal trainer, nutritionist, wellness coach with Designer Bodies, world-class gym. They are located at Alameda and Coors Road here in Albuquerque, just outside the entrance to Corrales. Mm-hmm. And big door open to Rio Rancho and the west side of Albuquerque, and really not a bad commute for anybody anywhere you are. And Daniel Villalva is one of your clients and yes. a partner at the gym, and has seen spectacular results working with you. Dwayne, let's talk about the process a little bit. When somebody comes into the gym, what happens?
So when somebody comes into the gym and they're looking at the gym, they're interested in a gym membership, they've been around the gyms and they just want a good, clean atmosphere to work out in. We give them a tour, show them what it is that, that we offer.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do need to interrupt you mm-hmm. because I'm thinking, as you think about your name, Designer Bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That there might be some people that don't have designer bodies. I would resemble that statement. I don't have a designer body. But Daniel didn't have a designer body when he went over there. I mean, you're talking about a guy that weighed 300 pounds. Now he's at 215.
And might I add that that was, to some degree, an intimidating factor that I considered as going there. And I was expecting everyone to have this well-designed body.
Yeah.
And that might be... to some people, a discouragement from going in or intimidating because they see this and they're expecting this as they go in.
Daniel, I'm hearing Dwayne say, and you say, that the designer body we're talking about, the designer is God.
Amen.
And you're
exactly.
there. You're
That's
there.
Exactly what I was just about to say.
Yeah, you're there
this
helping
is the
people.
Designer's
yeah.
body.
Right.
This isn't like the Hooters of
Yeah, there
fitness.
You go.
This
yeah.
is...
So
yeah.
people there are, yeah. are serious.
Yeah. But our, no, our clientele, we really market to 25 to 75-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, give or take, you know, we'll work with kids. We work with kids. All the parents bring their obese child in, and I'll teach them the value of eating clean, eating healthy, supplying their body with nutrients to grow into strong, healthy adults. And I work with a lot of senior citizens as well. You know, my approach for the personal training aspect of it is we have a real elaborate biomedical body composition testing system. These things run about $20,000. Mm. So we're real serious about showing our clients, our potential customers, where their body is from a cellular level. Mm. So we're not trying to sell anybody anything. We just present to them where they currently are, line that up with what they were feeling before they came in, and show them what we can do for them.
Nice.
So, you know, we start with the biomedical body composition testing. We move into what's called kinetic chain assessment. So I assess how well their muscles, nerves, and skeletal system work together to stabilize their bodies posturally and during functional movement. Mm. So we're detecting muscle imbalances. We correct those imbalances before, you know, they start actually doing activity, you know. And nutritionally, I've written a 30-page manual. It could easily be a 300-page book because I've written most of the book. Mm-hmm. I've condensed it, and that was part of what Daniel used as well. You know, this starts with going through all the do's and the don'ts and the whys and the why nots. I give them the science behind everything I'm asking them to do. I give them the science behind everything I ask them not to do.
Right.
That way they have a clear understanding of what to do, how to do it, and why they're doing it. That way 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they're living by these dynamics and still successfully keeping, you know, keeping the lifestyle intact. So, you know, we even determine what foods their body recognizes as fuel, what combinations work best for them as individuals. So it's very, very, you know, comprehensive in the sense that it's not just calories in versus calories out, or, oh, we're going to cut out all meat because meat's not good for you. You know, God told us in his word what to eat. He told us how to grow our food. He told us, you know, what's good for us, what to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is incorporated into this program.
Yeah. Daniel, when you look back at, let's just talk about your diet now.
Yes.
Aside from the training, that's obviously something that you've continued.
It is a science, an understanding. Changes have to be made if you want effective results.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you that I don't have the occasional Twinkie here and there.
Oh, I don't know if I could go with Twinkies. Now, I do have a lady named Jennifer Bryant. She is a nutritionist on the program, and she's made an interesting statement to me. And I know that Dwayne will agree with this. She says, if there's anything in your pantry that will stay on the shelf for 6 months and not spoil, that is not something you want to put in your body.
Right.
And
right.
I was referring to Twinkies and Pop-Tarts.
Right.
Those are things that, boy, they sure taste good sometimes. But I think after you get off of that type of food, they kind of gross you out.
You don't crave it anymore.
Yeah, they kind of gross you out, though, don't they?
Yeah. So my approach is my clients eat clean. They eat healthy. They're eating to prepare for their workouts.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating to repair from their workouts, and then that integrates into everything else that they're doing.
Mm.
What Dwayne has taught me is there has to be consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a science. It's an understanding. It's a change that's required. It's not something that's taxing on you. And as you stated, after a while, the food, it's like the Christian lifestyle. When you come to the Lord, no one has to tell you anymore, you know what, you shouldn't be going to clubs, you shouldn't be doing this. Naturally, the things that you at one time did, you no longer do because you choose not to. They don't appeal to you anymore. Mm-hmm. And the same thing applies to your nutrition program. It is a lifestyle change. You adopt, you enjoy, you embrace it. You see how it makes you feel different, how whole you become. And Dwayne doesn't have to be calling me up saying, Daniel, now remember, you shouldn't be eating this or that. No. He's taught me, he's shown me, and after time, Your taste buds change as well. The things that you used to eat or enjoy, you no longer enjoy anymore. Mm-hmm. You've embraced something altogether different that makes you feel better. And that's one of the benefits to having become a member and a partner in this ministry. And this
one of the things that I do is I do give my clients a reward once a week. A lot of coaches call it a cheat, but it's a reward. It truly is. Psychologically, it gives these people something to look forward to. And physiologically, it actually stimulates the metabolism. So it stimulates the body to produce leptin, which is a hormone that controls thermogenesis. Thermogenesis is the process of food being converted to energy, therefore producing metabolic heat. So there's a psychological reason, physiological reason that they can have pizza once a week. They can have whatever they like. You know, truth be told, if you're dotting your I's and you're crossing your T's, you're not going to have cravings.
Right.
If you're supplying your body with the nutrients that it needs, you really don't have cravings.
Let me ask you a question about, okay, right now you're eating one way. Like I have a friend that weighs 350 pounds. And she loves Lay's potato chips and Creamland French onion dip.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that's good for you.
No.
I've shared on this program that I am truly a chipaholic. And in Albuquerque.
Well, what I do is focus on what you can have.
Right.
And if you're eating that way, you soon forget about those other things. But then again, you can have that on.
Well, here's my real question.
For
right
the metabolic
now,
reward.
Right now, people that are not eating the way they should eat.
Yeah.
They got to be big boys and girls and realize
they got to
change.
There's discipline. Exactly.
Right? There's discipline.
Just when you accept Christ, you know you have to die to the flesh.
Right.
So this is dying to the flesh too. And here's the thing. If you're a believer and you're coming to me, I'm going to let you know. What does the Bible say?
Yeah.
The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Right. If you ask, you take this time aside and you say, Lord, please take this desire for eating this. I know I shouldn't have it right now. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit will give you power over that because he gives us control, right? Over our eating, over our spending, over our sexual desires, whatever else.
Yeah.
But we just have to take time to ask him, right? And isn't that what dying to self is?
Absolutely.
Right?
We are with Designer Bodies world-class gym owner Dwayne Kindleberger and his friend, partner, and client Daniel Villalva. Daniel's lost a bunch of weight going into the gym, working very closely with his mentor.
I can't tell you how proud I am of Daniel.
Well, and it sounds like it's just an amazing atmosphere. It's a great place to train. We're going to have one more segment with you guys, so we'll take a quick break, come right back, stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom has been my property manager. He provided me with renters, and I trust Dominic's judgment, and I have not been disappointed at all. I would say that Dom Garcia is a highly reputable person. He has provided me with services to my expectations and beyond. He is a marvelous manager, a very nice person, and he considers not only me as the owner of a property to be rented, but the renters. I appreciate what he does for everyone.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect this afternoon. We're in studio with Designer Bodies owner, Designer Bodies world-class gym. I better make sure I give the whole thing. They are located at 10701 Coors Boulevard. They're in the Corrales Shopping Center. That is in the northwest corner of Alameda and Coors. Designer Bodies, you may recognize Sprouts, one of my favorite coffee shops, Whispering Bean. You're right next to a really nice little Japanese restaurant, very nice Thai food down
Thai
the other end of the center.
The other end.
Yeah, and that's all pretty healthy stuff, isn't it?
It is. It actually is. Well,
So Dwayne Kindleberger,
yeah, it can be.
Yeah. Well, you've been here. You mentioned since 2006, you do a lot of personal training. You're a nutritionist, a wellness coach. And tell us about the training itself. What can people expect?
So what we do is, as far as the gym itself goes, we have, like I mentioned earlier, we have a, we put together a great combination of old school favorites. We've got dumbbells and barbells and cables and, you know, we've got a full line, almost a full line of hammer strength, old school equipment. Then we have the hoist articulating range of motion machines. And we have a motion cage. We've got a functional training area. So when somebody comes to me for personal training, once I've done the assessments on them and determine what their needs are, we start with corrective exercise. We do balance, stabilization, the strengthening, the stabilizers at the ankles, the knees, the hips, through at the lumbar, thoracic, and cervical areas of the spine, so that they're not just hitting muscles and building stronger muscles. They're creating stability within their body. Because a lot of people that we work with are 55 to 75. Some of them are even older. And so, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's a high school athlete or not. Stabilization and balance and core strength is important. So we definitely look at that. We do a lot with spinal mobility. You know, people that have sedentary type jobs, sedentary lifestyles, they're sitting, you know, they're compressing their spine all day long and they develop muscle imbalances. So we've got to get them moving, just get them moving. So in the very beginning, I tell my clients this, I want you to be aware that you worked out, but I don't necessarily want you to be sore. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to leave the gym feeling better than you did when you got here. Meaning, if you're training in the morning, go take on your day. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're training in the afternoon, go home and prep your food for the next day, clean your house, whatever you need to do to get ready for the next day.
Dwayne, what time you open up in the morning?
4:30 a.m.
4:30 a.m. and open till when?
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Yeah. So lots of time to get in the gym and train.
Yeah.
Your wife works with you as well.
Yeah.
She's
a
personal trainer. In fact, Monica.
Yes.
With KNKT. She's one of our sales staff. She's been working out with your wife and just, you know, accolade after accolade. She's talking about how good she's feeling. Hope Monica's listening because I know Monica's, that's a great testimony as well.
She's doing awesome.
Yeah, and that's a lot of fun. Dwayne, you still doing quite a bit of training?
Oh, extensively.
I'm Daniel. I'm sorry.
I was confused here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Very much so.
When the host is confused, everybody's confused. Sorry, Daniel.
No, quite all right. Very much so. And if I might add, we can be here till the evening discussing the positives and the benefits. My word of encouragement to those that are listening is do not deprive yourself of the tremendous blessing of experiencing this for yourself. I encourage whoever is listening to go out in faith. Come visit. Experience for yourself what I have experienced and what has changed and transformed my life. And I believe there are people who are now feeling what I felt at one time in my life. And I encourage them to come out. Come visit.
Right.
And experience what I believe God wants to bless you with.
I've heard it said that one of the surest ways to gain weight, one of the surest predictors of weight gain is whether you've been on a diet in the last year.
Yes.
That's why I look at the big picture. I look at I do such extensive background work with each potential client to determine where why they're in the situation that they're in.
Right.
You know, have they been dieting? I'll give you a good example. We had a lady come to us. She came to us in June. She lost 70 pounds. Couldn't lose any weight. She lost 70 pounds in 4 months. She shut her metabolism down. She lost all kinds of muscle. So I actually got her eating. And over the next 8 weeks, it doubled what she had been eating. And she put on around 8 pound of lean body mass and dropped another 15 pound of body fat.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was and this was getting her eating and actually, breaking down her her training. So it was more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
It was more strength training. Her approach to losing in the beginning was mostly aerobic. And so I didn't test her before. She wasn't a member of ours. She came in. Her son was a member, and he was getting great results. And he said, "Mom, you got to go see Dwayne over at the gym I go to, Designer Bodies, and just do a consultation." And she came in and got going. And
well, Dwayne, appeal for us to our listeners. You got people that are on the couch. You got people that are intermittent in the gym. You've got people that have been thinking about doing this. They've been listening to this program. They've heard about the great equipment. They've heard about the atmosphere.
Yeah.
They've heard testimony from Daniel, and Daniel talking about, you know, he's gone from 330 pounds to 215. He looks great, feels great. That's continued for a number of years. So it's not like a flash in the pan, lose a bunch of weight, gain it back. So he really has made a lot of changes, and you've been an encouragement and a catalyst that God's used to help him retain the body designed for him by God.
Right. Amen. That's right. That's right. We really believe in not bodybuilding, but getting your temple in order.
Mm.
You know, I think everybody should have their temple in order.
And you're ready to give people tours?
Right. Oh, yeah.
They can give you a call at 505-899-1700.
Yep. Schedule a tour. If they're interested in something beyond just a gym membership, they can schedule a consultation with me.
Mm-hmm.
They'll actually meet with me, the owner,
and
we'll help them determine what they need, right? And I think, it's a great place to start.
Good stuff.
I'd like to add that I know for many people, the very first thing that they ask or they wonder is, well, how much does it cost?
Mm-hmm.
This program is phenomenal. If it's this great, this phenomenal, well, what's the price?
Mm-hmm.
Disregard that thought. Come in, come visit. Come experience, come meet Dwayne, because I will be the first to say that Designer Bodies does not cost. It pays.
Nice.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We hope a lot of our listeners will get off the couch and get to work, and appreciate your encouragement today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.